Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
It's
so good
nice
to see you.
I was just going to say the same thing.
I know. Yeah. So you have two movies out.
It's crazy.
What the hell? Won't he do it?
He will do it all the time. And I just said to myself, I was like, boy, I better hurry up and get another job because I'm going to have a whole year where nothing comes out. You know how this goes. It's feast or famine.
Right, right. So how'd you do that? You shot one movie Monday, Wednesday, Friday, number one Tuesday, Thursday?
Yeah, Sunday, too. They had me working on a Sunday.
Wow.
No,
wow.
I actually... It just the timing of the release dates just worked out this way. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And okay, so in You People, you got Eddie Murphy, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Jonah Hill. I've worked with all of them. And Kenya too.
Yes.
But see, but you got to actually work with Eddie Murphy. When I worked with Eddie, it was Nutty Professor 2, and I pretty much worked with a tennis ball because he was some days I'll get one Eddie Murphy, but he was, you know, all in the makeup as Granny.
Yeah,
so.
And then it's exhausting. So sometimes the off-camera stuff, I know the tennis ball thing, I did that with Martin Lawrence. I mean, you kind of, with Big Mama's House, right? Same kind of concept.
Right.
He was there. He was there for every single shot.
Wow.
Yeah, no prosthetic makeup in this one. So he was there, and he was wonderful, and
that's
I was
good.
So excited to finally be old enough to play his wife. For years, it was like, oh, no, you're too young,
Right.
And now the men always get the younger women, so here we are.
There you go. So, and then your other movie, Missing. Yes. That's kind of like you're like the black woman Liam Neeson in Taken, right?
Well, that would be Storm Reid, because she's on a mission to find me.
Right.
And, you know, what's great about the film is everything is shot through some sort of technical device.
Right.
So it's either an iPhone, a Ring cam, you know, a secret phone that's, like, planted on set somewhere. So every rule that I've learned about, you know, film and television, I had to throw out the window because there were no overs. There were no it was just shoot and don't ask questions, because if you ask questions, you will be more confused. So I just had to trust the process. It was good.
I would have been like with the camera. I was like, hey, get that from under my chin. What you doing? Bring that up there. I had mugs on ladders. Oh, yeah, shoot me from up there.
I tell you? There's a moment in the film that actually applies to exactly what you're saying, where I had to, like, shoot my own coverage in on the cell phone. And I'm, like, going like this. I'm like, nope, don't roll it yet. Nope. Okay, there we go. Stop. And then a woman knows her light and her angles after a certain amount of time.
Yes. Well, this is a... I think it's great to see, you know, a black woman in this type of role. You know, it's like taking over like a drama thing. So, like, maybe you can, like, take over like the John Wick movies, you know? It could be like John Wick. It's like they killed her edges.
Yes.
And she wants revenge.
Yes. No more lace front.
That's right.
As long as I can wear this coat, I'll play whatever character. I need my little.
It is fancy. You are fancy. You are very fancy, Nia Long.
Well, you know what happened is I went to Dubai right before I came here to see Beyonce, and she was incredible. I was, like, literally crying.
Wow.
I was was crying in the audience. I'm like a true fan, and that was my first Beyonce concert. Uh-huh. So to see it in Dubai was like one of those moments that I will remember for the rest of my life. So everything in Dubai is blingy. And I'm kind of not blingy, but everything I packed... kinda.
Okay, there we go. Okay. There we go.
But everything I packed was blingy, so... Okay. I'm sorry, Wanda. Well, this is just blingy. Uh-huh.
You blingy.
You're blingy.
Okay, I got to ask you something real quick. I have to ask you something because I know how it goes. So recently, I'm going to read it, that there was a headline, right?
Yeah.
Where you said... I quote, black movies and black famous only hold us back.
Yes.
You want to clear that shit up? Because you know...
Well, that's not written correctly.
You know how it goes. Because, you know, they take one headline and turn it into something. So
read that again. Let me see that again. How much time we got?
Terms like black movies and black famous only hold us back.
Okay, so what I mean by... You know what I mean.
I know, but go ahead.
But so...
For them.
For the white people in the audience... what I mean by that is if we continue to practice this idea of separatism, we continue to divide. And I will always and forever hold my fist up because I understand the experience. Mm-hmm. But I also believe that the more we understand about one another and the more accepting we are of one another, this thing called art should be representative of all of us.
Thank you.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.